and emotional changes, get tested. I did see where you stand. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, help with ED, even IV therapy. Visit Men's Total Health today, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call or go online at menstotalhealth.net and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you. The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ziprecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
800-998-1003. It is hour number 3 of the Sports Hangover. Got plenty to get into in this hour here as well. Agent Ninja will join us over at 2:30 to see how he's doing. Other than that, open phone lines. Want to get your conversation going here based on the two questions of the day that I have thrown out there. I'll reset that for you here as well. After first officially welcoming you to the midway point of the work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day!
I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more than what, that Camel Wednesday hump day is.
Well, you know what kind of day it is when Adrian Wojnarowski opens up the jump on ESPN. Danny Ainge retiring as head of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. Head coach Brad Stevens moving on up. He is now in charge of the Boston Celtics. They need a new head coach. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
Interesting that the move has happened. Danny Ainge giving his reasons, saying that it was time for him to move on. He says he doesn't have any plans right now, that his goal is to get Brad up to speed on the draft and try to make this transition and put the Celtics in a good place. It's interesting that he said he's been thinking about this for a couple of months, but you wonder how much Brad Stevens knew that, and how do Celtics fans feel about it as well? Also, just as big news, Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, leaving Duke after this season, he will retire. So Roy Williams, he's done, retired at the end of the last season. And Coach K, one more season, two massive names in college basketball, two massive names in the ACC. Moving forward, it kind of got me talking a little bit with some of the guys we've talked to on the show today already, Gary Smith and others. Just, you know, Roy Williams kind of cited just the way college basketball is right now. Transfer rule, three-point heavy. You get guys in there, they're not happy, they will transfer, they'll leave, or it's just tough to get them to coach. You have one and done. Just have a lot of different aspects of it that maybe they didn't have before, and it's a different game. So I'll take your thoughts on that. I haven't thrown that out as a question of the day, but your thoughts on Coach K leaving and, you know, its effects on that. Two questions of the day we've thrown out there today. One was, of course, having to do with the Suns beating the Lakers yesterday. And LeBron, well, first off, before the game yesterday, you do remember this, right? I mean, they were setting this up. Right? No AD. We knew that going to the game. Brian Windhorst.
Well, LeBron is capable. And the other thing that this team does is they really defend at a super elite level. They are a great defensive team. And so when you defend like they do and you have LeBron James, anything is possible. Anything is possible. You wouldn't put anything past them. I mean, LeBron has carried teams through more adverse situations than this. It doesn't mean he will, but he's done it.
Okay. So that was, you know, windy. Kendrick Perkins yesterday, basically guaranteeing a Game 5.
Game 5, pressure. And who embraces pressure? LeBron James. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to deliver in great fashion tonight. He's going to rise to the occasion. I get it. Chris Paul, Andre Ayton, and Devin Booker. But guess who's still the best player in this series? LeBron James. And Dennis Schroeder, he's going to elevate his game tonight. He had 20 in Game 2. 24 in Game 3. Andre Drummond went on a worldwide tour. For what reason? Came to Laker Nation? Because of situations like this. He's going to have a big night tonight. The Lakers are going to win Game 5 and 6 in Phoenix. Carry the hell on.
There's only one problem with that.
There goes LeBron walking off the floor with 5:40 to go.
Dennis Schroeder, by the way, 0 points. You want to call that elevated grade. 0 points. Charles Barkley following the game.
Anthony Davis, I told you, the Lakers can't win this series. Forget about the championship. They can't win this series without street clothes.
I'm not even. You want to explain that?
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
You ain't got to explain it, Chuck.
I love Shaq. You got to explain it. Oh, my. My favorite part was you could hear the cameramen laughing, right? Or the producers, the people on the set, not mic'd up. You could hear the laughter in the studio. Anthony Street Clothes Davis. Just put up by ESPN, and I want to play that again. I mentioned it. Danny Ainge out. They just put up the sound. Let's hear what he had to say, why he's stepping down.
Today is not a great day. I wish we would have, you know, finished the year on a much better note. But I feel like there's so much hope in the Celtics going forward. And I'm excited for Brad. I think that Brad, he was born for this. It was I trust my instincts. My instincts told me a couple months ago that it was time for me to move on. And that's what's best for us. That's what's best for the Celtics.
Brad Stevens on going from, you're not going to fire me, are you? I mean, can you imagine? You wonder if that's that conversation. Brad, we're going to have an 8 a.m. meeting. Maybe 9. 9's fine. Can you meet us? I mean, you think the guy was walking into his office wondering if that was it, right? Instead, I'm going to put you in charge of the whole darn thing. You're now Mr. Celtic. Mr. Stevens.
My number one thing is for the good of the Celtics. I love the Celtics. I want to do what's best for the Celtics. And I really have enjoyed coaching. I loved coaching, and I've loved coaching the players both at Butler and here. At the same time, I think I've got a good idea. One of the benefits of moving into this new role is I've got a good idea of what we do and don't do well, and what can accentuate some of our best players. And so there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work ahead. I mean, obviously, there is a whole process that we'll go through in searching for a new coach. That said, As Danny said, you know, we are in a good place. We have a lot of really positive things. And, you know, it's our job to capitalize on that.
Schmidt Duo, other Pelicans fans and bloggers are already asking for Jaylen Brown in trades. I think we had Shane from Donaldsonville, you know, want to pick up the phone and tell Brad Stevens that Eric Bledsoe will absolutely put him over the top and make him a championship level. Kendrick Perkins, by the way, just chimed in on the Ainge move.
I could see this coming because I talk to Danny a lot, and we talk about, like, and every time we would get on the phone, he would talk about his family and how his grandkids are such a joy and all this and that. I could see this coming. Like, I could see this coming to an end. I mean, he's been 44 years committed to the NBA, whether it was a player, coach, front office, whatever, right? So it's probably time for him to step away.
So there you go. So that happened. And as I mentioned, Coach K stepping down here as well. So that's kind of the highlighted area of that. But look, one of the things that I was asking about, and we can get into it here as well, was it a big deal that LeBron left early for 5 minutes? Now, Frank Vogel, the head coach, said it was for treatment. LeBron as well, after the game, he didn't touch on it. He had a very simple explanation for the loss.
I don't know. I mean, we got our ass kicked. I mean, it's just that simple. They did got to whatever they wanted to get to in this game. And, you know, we got to be better, obviously, if we want to force a game seven. So, obviously, a lot to learn from in this game, a lot to cover. See, you know, what we got to do better going into game six. But, I mean, they pretty much just kicked our asses. I mean, it's nothing else really to say.
Now, of course, you can look at it one way, shape, or form. On that game, look, Schroeder got 0 points. The rest of the other backcourt also 0 points. KCP, no other starter had double digits. LeBron had 24 points. Keyshawn there to pick him up, though, after the game. Go to Keyshawn.
There's only so much night in and night out, or week in and week out, that you can do carrying a team. I've seen it with great players throughout watching sports. There's only so much you can do. And at some point, you become, you know, kind of just...
It drains your enthusiasm?
It drains your enthusiasm at some point. It's nothing is going right in a particular game. And it's okay to have a stinker when you're great. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have one of those where it's just like, no matter what shot I'm... You can tell in the first half, LeBron James... I want to say it's probably the beginning. I think mid first quarter, maybe it was early second quarter. He drained a three from, I don't know, 30 feet out. The moment that, and he drained it, went in. As soon as he got the ball again, he said, and he shot it with like 15 seconds left on the clock. Mm-hmm. And it just boom, right out of bounds. That told me right then and there, he feels he's got to carry this team right now. He didn't even give it an opportunity.
I got to get hot right now.
I got to get hot.
David Griffin is officially on the clock on Twitter, says, no big deal. Seriously, it's not, in all capital letters. He doesn't think it's a big deal at all. The Pimp C on Twitter, not a big Barkley fan, but I like that, but love Shaq. And, of course, he's talking about Charles Barkley's. To me, I think it's a suggestion for AD to make a little money, man. Tomorrow when you warm up, wear this shirt. Wear it. Wear this shirt. Sell it. Might have some fun, Sir Chuck.
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
I mean, there's got to be somebody in L.A. that can print out a shirt that says street clothes on the front. Maybe on the back of the shirt is a bandaged up AD where literally the only thing sticking out is like, it's like a black V out of the bandages is his eyebrows. It's the unibrows sticking out. Everything else literally looks like a mummy. It's just all bandaged up. Basketball maybe is like on the palm of a bandaged hand. People would buy that, and I would applaud them. And then you go, you drop a 30-piece, and you get a game six win, and all of a sudden you're great. And then, you know, because again, one loss away from elimination, you know how this is. We know how this works, right? The Lakers win. Here it comes, the greatest run of all time. And when they lose.
The Lakers were outmatched last night and outclassed in every sense of the word. So that leads me to this question. What happens if the Lakers go out? I hear a lot of hand-wringing over that. Oh, the NBA can't have it. NBA needs LeBron. NBA needs the Lakers. So what happens if they lose? The answer, nothing. The stars drive a lot in this sport, but as one who loves it, take it from me, it can't just be about one guy. When Michael Jordan stopped winning titles, you know what happened? 2 years later, Kobe started winning them. Time doesn't stop for one player in any sport. I'm not worried about that. I am, however, worried about LeBron. Because the reality is, usually, When we see the great ones on the big stage for the last time, we don't know it's the last time.
Hmm. Kind of makes you think about it, right? We talked about it going into that final game against Tampa Bay. It was kind of one of those things where, you know, you saw a story here or there, a package. It was mentioned, but for the most part, nobody really wanted to, could this be Drew's last game? It wound up being. It stunk. But I still think if that team is healthy, I mean, again, two games ago, they walloped it. They're up 2-1. Watch out. I mean, it's just remarkable. Like I said, it's by the game, how people feel whether or not they can. I mean, I literally played Bites three days ago. They're the best team in the Western Conference. Mike Greenberg, outclassed in every way by the Suns. Guess what happens when they win tomorrow? On Friday, on the show, you'll hear how they're back. Utah better watch out. And all of that, right? But AD, it's got to play. It's all about AD. When we come back, my second question of the day, because my first one is it a big deal or not? Do you think a star player like that or LeBron with some time left should have stayed on the bench? Endure the beating. Be with your team. Second one has to do with the NFL. We'll touch on that next on ESPN New Orleans. Corner. I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way with you, baby, I would be changing your mind.
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
It is estimated that over 1 million visits are made to emergency rooms each year for suspected concussion from youth sports. A concussion is a brain injury that occurs from a bump or a blow to the head.
If your child experiences a blow or bump to the head during sporting activity, look for the following observable signs. Appears dazed, seems confused, moves clumsily, slowed speech, loss of consciousness, personality change, or inability to recall events prior to or after the hit. Other symptoms experienced by the athlete may include headache, nausea, dizziness, blurred vision, sensitivity to light and noise, sluggish feeling, difficulty concentrating or remembering, confused, or feels out of sorts.
It is important to remember that a concussion is not always associated with a loss of consciousness.
Balance is a reflection of brain functionality. Experts assess an athlete's balance, including postural control and sway velocity. In addition to balance, memory skills, learning, and concentration are also assessed. Baseline testing, often used in professional and collegiate athletics, provides a preseason evaluation of an athlete's abilities. In the event of a concussion, results of a baseline test can be compared to the post-injury testing.
The Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional understands the importance of safety in athletics.
We utilize advanced concussion testing technology called the NeuroCom Balance Assessment System. NeuroCom provides medical experts the information needed for a more objective, accurate, conclusive, and quicker diagnosis of concussion for an athlete's safe return to competition. Testing is conducted at the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center within the Wellness Center of Thibodaux Regional. The baseline testing procedure is the same for all sports. One baseline test per year is recommended. Baseline testing is recommended for athletes of all ages who participate in contact sports. Baseline testing should occur preseason before practices begin. Cost for baseline testing is minimal. Concussion baseline testing is painless, non-invasive, and lasts approximately 10 minutes.
If you are interested in setting up a baseline concussion testing appointment or have questions about concussions, please call the Sports Medicine Center at 985-493-4502. 985-493-4502.
Or www.thibodaux.com. www.thibodaux.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodaux.com.
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Coming up out of the hour, Cajun Ninja. We'll check in on him, see how he is doing. Don't forget, coming up 6:30 tonight, Hawks and Knicks. Ooh, Clint Capella.
We talk and we push around. So what are you going to do about it? We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. They send you on vacation.
One other NBA note about tonight's games as well. Wizards and 76ers. Philly's up 3-1. They need to win this one. They need to win this one at home for a big reason. Joel Embiid had an MRI. He got injured in the loss in game 4. The MRI revealed a small lateral meniscus tear in his right knee. You're going to manage it with physical therapy and other forms of treatment. They look like a completely different team, obviously, without him. And I don't see that team doing very well deeper into the postseason without Joel Embiid, and you just hope that he doesn't injure that knee further. He's listed as game-to-game. Meniscus tear in a knee, though. He's not playing tonight. Jeff Van Gundy on the Sixers.
I don't know about percentage, but he would need to be able to be a dominant player, obviously. Now, I like their team. You know, Tobias Harris is good. Very good. Ben Simmons gets noticed more for what he doesn't do well than for what he does do well, unfortunately. But he's a terrific player. And then Daryl Morey, in his first year there, has done a great job, along with Doc Rivers, of surrounding their best players with a better complementary roster that can shoot and score and spread the floor more. So I like their team very much, but without Embiid, like, being able to be dominant, then, you know, they have no chance.
800-998-1003. All the games tonight, Wizards, Sixers, who you like. Hawks and Knicks, who you like. Grizzlies and Jazz. Utah looks to close that one out. You got Dallas and the Clippers. It's turned into a fun series as well. Let's see how healthy Luka is. The other question of the day I was asking you guys out there, Pat Mahomes recently said that he wants to go 20-0. It's a goal. It's a goal this season. Remember, 17 regular season games. And you have, I'm assuming, if you're 17-0, you're going to be the one seed. So you got your divisional round, your conference championship game. That's 18-19. You win the Super Bowl, that's 20. You remember 2007, the Patriots went 16-0, lost in the Super Bowl. The 72 Dolphins, the perfect team, right? 14-0 regular season, 17-0 total when they won the Super Bowl. The Patriots went 16-0. How many times do you talk about it and remember it? Because part of my question of the day is, does it matter? How big a deal is it to go perfect in the regular season? I feel like in college football, it's a big deal, right? To an extent. What does it matter if you don't win the national championship? All fine and dandy. You went 17-0, but you didn't win the Super Bowl. Like, is it the same to you? If a team goes 13-4 this year, wins the Super Bowl, and the team goes 17-0 in the regular season, wins the Super Bowl. I do think there's added to it, but maybe on condition. Maybe on condition. Go back to 2009. Remember that Colts team? They were 14-0, final 2 weeks of the season. This actually was one of the reasons why the league changed the schedule. 2009. That's right. You remember that year. The Saints won the Super Bowl. They started out, what, 13-0? What happened? The Colts said, we are sitting down our players. Was that something that eventually went on to hurt them? Jeff Saturday said this this morning.
Like a gut punch today. Like you just hit me right in the gut when you asked me the question. I mean, this is as painful. This is a painful memory as I have from the NFL. We had every opportunity to go get that season, and we decided it wasn't worth it to go play for the undefeated season, but instead for the Super Bowl. I just disagree. There's only been one team to do it. One team pops champagne every year. Go for it.
So, it's interesting to hear him say that, and in several interviews after he retired, in the final year he retired, he mentioned that very thing. It's incredibly unique. So my larger question to you guys out there is simple. Do you think it can happen now at 17? Do you think it can? I mean, I guess you can say, well, yeah, Gus, you've had the Patriots do it. You had the Dolphins do it. A couple other teams in the past have done it. I mean, the number of wins went as high as it is now, or games that you had. But you think it's possible moving forward? It's like, you think the Chiefs can go 17-0? It's a lot of games, right? It's a lot of games when you look at it. I mean, you're happy if your team gets the first round bye, and you darn near need to win, you know, well over 2/3. This is the Chiefs' regular season schedule. Cleveland, Baltimore, Chargers, Philly, Buffalo, Washington, Tennessee, the Giants, Green Bay, Vegas, Dallas, Denver, Vegas, Chargers, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, wrapping up against Denver. All of those wins, I tell you, the site I pulled up has the ticket prices on some of those. You want to go see a game at Las Vegas? You better be saving. That game right now, Sunday night at Vegas, tickets starting at $617 per. Then again, I can't find a ticket that's less than $129 per. Is that the going rate? I don't know, honestly. Season opener, $303 at Arrowhead starting. That's per. Family of four, that'll be $1,200, sir. Prices have gone up. So, I don't know. Tie that into maybe because of that, too. You know, do you want to see your guy stay on the field, or does it matter? I don't know. We've had a bunch of different responses over on social media at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Mark on Twitter says, I remember when AD left, it was about his legacy. I don't see him being the centerpiece of a championship team anytime soon. It will continue to be the best supporting actor's role. His legacy will be just that. It is interesting. What will happen, again, Mike Greenberg saying, what if this is the last time we see LeBron on the big stage? I still think if AD is healthy, if LeBron is healthy and they don't miss those games, they're not a seventh seed, they don't play the play-in game, things may or may not be different, right? Breaking doors on Twitter. Chris Paul left the floor to get reassessed and treatment, but he came back and supported his team. So he feels that, yeah, LeBron should have been in there. Again, the excuse, or not excuse, the reasoning was to start treatment. I guess the 5-minute head start got him in the locker room to get treatment started faster. I don't know. Brian on Twitter, no big deal. He's clearly going to the locker room for a nasty injury to his spirit. Just doesn't show pain like normal people. Real estate mogul on Twitter, this should end the GOAT discussion. Neither Jordan or Kobe ever quit on their teammates. Inexcusable. Just proves that LeBron is all about LeBron theory. Total, you know what, move, but what you expect from LeBron. Michael on the Super Bowl question, or the perfect season, says you have to win the Super Bowl. Can you have one without the other and still kind of be considered great? I guess not. I honestly, when's the last time you, I don't know, been at a bar or restaurant or been with friends in your backyard in a barbecue and brought up, man, that 2007 Patriots team, huh? I mean, I have to think about it, and I do. I remember bombs away, Randy Moss. I mean, that was an exciting team. That was a good team. They put some whoopings on some teams. And in that Giants game, the reason I remember I think the last game of the season, I want to say it was the Saints and Bears, or it was the second to last or last game of the season. We had just checked in. I was a Saints salary reporter. We just checked into Chicago. It was cold as you know what outside. And they were playing the Giants at the Meadowlands. And the Giants had them. And the Patriots found a way to win. I think that might have been game 16 or 15. It's one of those. I have a bad memory. Brian on Twitter, the LeBron thing is a big deal. Shows that he is a poor teammate, and since he is a role model, he is showing kids it's okay to give up and abandon your teammates when things are going you aren't going your way. I would bench him. But he runs the team in the NBA, so that won't happen. Of course, as we mentioned, Keyshawn has his back.
There's only so much night in and night out, or week in and week out, that you can do carrying a team. I've seen it with great players throughout watching sports. There's only so much you can do. And at some point, you become, you know, kind of just...
It drains your enthusiasm?
It drains your enthusiasm at some point. It's nothing is going right in a particular game. And it's okay to have a stinker when you're great. Mm-hmm. It's okay mm-hmm. to have one of those where it's just like, no matter what shot I'm... You can tell in the first half, LeBron James... I want to say it's probably the beginning. I think mid first quarter, maybe it was early second quarter. He hit it. He drained a three from, I don't know, 30 feet out. And he drained it, went in. As soon as he got the ball again, he said, and he shot it with like 15 seconds left on the clock. Mm-hmm. And it just boom, right out of bounds. That told me right then and there, he feels he's got to carry this team right now. He didn't even give it an opportunity.
I got to get hot right now.
I got to get hot.
There it is. Also, as we go to break, we'll bring in the Cajun Ninja right out of the break. The Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirits, failed drug test is confirmed in the second sample. So, if Medina Spirits' Kentucky Derby win is disqualified, Mandalone would be recognized as the winner of the race. Two samples, two confirmations. I'm sure Bob Affleck said it was a, I don't know, allergy medicine or something. Check in on the Cajun Ninja when you come back. It's the Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans.
Offside and folded, yeah. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, baby.
Hey, New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey, New Orleans. It's Cole Mayer of your NOLA Gold rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at NOLAGoldRugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Oh, 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 oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
That is, you know, the intro. It can only be one thing. The Cajun Ninja has joined the show. It's always so enjoy speaking to you midway point of the work week. It's the right time. It's far enough from the weekend, but close enough to the next weekend, man, that you can pick up our spirits. How are you, Cajun Ninja?
Man, I am doing great. As always, it's better to be positive than negative.
You know what makes a lot of things positive? A new baby in the family. Dude, I just saw the photo. You got a little ninja in training now.
That's right, my dude. Yeah, somebody finally was able to, bring a boy into the world here. Obviously, I couldn't get that done. I often tell people the way you end up with three girls is you try to make one boy.
I've heard many a story around that time that they just keep trying for the boy and it just doesn't happen. No, man, it's awesome. Great. It looks healthy and happy and babies just make everything better, especially when it's not yours. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but my cousin-in-law, I guess, my wife's cousin just had one and man, I'm holding her and I forgot how tiny she is. Just my, dude's now four, feels like he's six. And I like the fact where I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going pee-pee. I'm like, great. I'm like, I forgot, when you had to watch him or her and do everything, don't know if I was ready to go back to that,
Oh, yeah. Look, I can completely fathom that. I got to hold the little guy today. His name's Elijah. Shout out to my sister Sarah and my brother-in-law mm-hmm. Paul. Congrats to them. As I was holding him, he was quiet and sleeping in my arms, and I was just loving it. Yeah. But when he started crying a little later, I was like, yeah, I'm good, I'm ready to be over with the part of wiping butts every day and making sure this thing doesn't die.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of stress here. You are never off, I'm on the couch. I'm like, do I arrange the pillows enough? Do I just want a drink of water, another cold beer? Don't fall off the couch. No. I get that. Is there a baby line coming? Would you go like little ninja baby, thing? Like different type of foods and purees with some seasoning in there? You ever thought about that?
Oh, wow. I guess the realm of possibilities are infinite when you're dealing with food, So who knows? Maybe one day, we got to toughen these little babies up, kick them up a little bit of spice,
Yeah. Not saying, that you can use this, but, you got, paya. What about paiwa? Crying. W-A-W-W-W-W-W.
You know what, Gus? You do a pretty good job of just being a radio guy. Let's stick with that.
And you do a great job of cooking and bringing us some joy. So talk a little bit about the baked bean casseroles, one of the latest videos I see up there here as well. We touched on casseroles. It's basically you can make anything into sort of a casserole. It seems like a very simple dish with simple ingredients, but what do you like about a baked bean casserole?
Yeah, for me, for that casserole, I like to focus on that good, sweet and savory with baked beans, so I cook down a Vidalia onion, which really has a lot of sweetness, and a red bell pepper, which has a little more sweetness than the green bell pepper. But then I got like thick cut bacon in there. I've got ground beef to kind of give it more of a meaty fullness. It's made with some Cajun seasoning, and then I break down some dark molasses, brown sugar, barbecue sauce, even a little bit of mustard. And it just comes together beautifully. As it all bakes and marries in that oven, oh, man, it is heaven to your mouth. I tell you that much.
I think that's the thing that stood out to me in, going over the video here is just everything that you add to has its own unique flavor. And I can sort of kind of get that when it would go to your tongue there with all the taste buds. In other words, like you mentioned, like bacon has its own specific taste. We've touched about this the last couple of times you've come on where, you got to be careful what you put it in because it can overpower it. But that you have that tanginess of what mustard would be. Talk about brown sugar. That's a very unique taste when you have brown sugar to it. I think it is almost like a handful of different flavors. But when you mention it, it kind of seems like it kind of goes. Like it would make sense to use those ingredients with, baked beans.
Yeah, look, it is a party in your mouth and everyone's invited.
It's easy enough to look at it that way. Anything specific in terms of the beans that you sort of like? Like, is it just like grab a can of your favorite? Do you like whites? Do you like, pinto, black beans? Does it really matter what kind of beans for you?
You know, to me, baked beans is so fascinating because there are people out there who say, you know, they can't stand white beans. And I'll often ask them, well, do you like pork and beans? And they're like, oh, I love pork and beans. Well, then you like white beans because it's the same bean. It's usually a navy bean or northern light, you know. So what it means is that whoever made white beans for you just didn't make them tasty enough. Because at the end of the day, if you like pork and beans, you should like white beans. But, you know, when it comes to this, I usually kind of simplify it, and I go with a can of pork and beans and, like, a tomato sauce. It's not necessarily one that's already kind of really well put together with a lot of flavor and barbecue sauce. It's almost kind of on that plain side and kind of a plain tomato sauce. And that way I can kind of jazz it up from there, you know. You could go the route of getting the raw navy bean and soak them and do all of that. But the way I do it in this video right here, I think it goes over very well.
Yeah, man, keep it simple, stupid. You know what I'm saying? lack of time for me definitely works, man. Give me a nice can that you like, and let's heat it up and throw it in there. How long are we cooking this for, man?
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to break it down, most of my recipes are probably a few hours. I'm a low and slow type of guy, but when you finally get through all the prep work and get into the pan, it does bake for like 50 minutes in the oven, you know, at about 350 degrees. It kind of gets a kind of almost like a crusty layer on top, and all the baked bean goodness underneath is, you know, nice and tender.
I don't know why I'm watching you stir it around. I'm like, a couple slices of jalapenos would look good in there. I'm trying to think of what it would taste like. I mean, because you mentioned pork and beans. That's kind of what I'm thinking to an extent. Is it like more along chili, or is it just completely a different, unique, different dish, your baked bean casserole?
It's really wild, man, because, like, you know, I used to kind of just make pork and beans, you know, but to add that ground beef in the mix, it does kind of almost give it that kind of, like, you know, burger taste in there, you know, that beefy layer and the fats of the ground beef kind of bring their own little taste in there, too. So it kind of, like, maybe tones down the tanginess, which I kind of like, because sometimes pork and beans can just be too tangy, you know, but in this instance, it's just like a nice undertone of tanginess with, you know, a good beefy bite and that saltiness of the bacon. It's really good, man. I'll tell you, I mean, I could go for a bowl of it right now. You know, it's just talking about it got my mouth watering.
See, look, I broke down yesterday. I finally did. I got asked the question, and it was already going to be suggested, but my wife, being a very smart person, said, you know, I'm getting you, I'm tired of hearing of the pellet grill, so I'm going to get it for you. She's like, what do you want? Which one? We talked about it. And I've already started I mean, you name it, dude. I've screenshotted. I mean, I'm thinking of things I can put in there and stuff like this. That top rack, man, a little skillet or a pan. That sounds absolutely delicious to be able to, you know, be one of the first dishes in the pellet grill and do a baked bean casserole with, I don't know, a couple slabs of ribs.
I like where you're going with this, Gus. you know, if you're making a guest list, go ahead and put me down.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. What's a good pairing with the Cajun Ninja's baked bean casserole? Like, I'm thinking ribs. You know, you can get a couple of slabs of ribs. Your chickens. I like leg quarters, man. I'm a big leg quarters fan. You get a whole bunch for very cheap, and you throw them on there, and they're very filling. I like leg quarters. What would you say is a good? Because I see in the video, it looks like your Memorial Day All-Star plate. You know, you got a hot dog and a big old juicy burger, so definitely those go with it.
Yeah, I love like that. When it comes to like a baked bean casserole, I do love, you know, your grilled items, your chicken, your hot dog, your burger. I even like an additional side item of a nice mac and cheese, you know. To me, you can really get down with a lot of things with that baked bean casserole, you know. It just kind of complements anything, you know. So, yeah, just have fun with it, what I like to say.
Casserole was made over the weekend. It was a corn casserole, kind of spoon bread sort of thing. Carver tried it, I don't know, like a month ago or something, and now he's requesting it like every weekend. So we're kind of playing with that. Again, I'm interested to try some of these dishes that I've always done in an oven over on a pellet grill and try to do like different pairings with it and everything. But yeah, casseroles are fun because it legitimately, again, you could do something like you just did where you're preparing different type of things, you know, the meat, the bacon, so that takes a few seconds. But it's so much fun because I think, like you, it's almost like a gumbo. Just throw stuff in there, and it's probably not going to taste bad, you know?
Yeah, look, man, I'm, you know me, Gus. I'm the guy to say, just go ahead and try and tear it together and see what happens. I made a post not too long ago telling people, look, if somebody out there is thinking maybe ketchup and ice cream taste good, they need to
post it. I don't know if that video is going to get that many likes, though. I guess it will, though. It'll go viral. Either people will like it or be like, dude, look at what Cajun Ninja's doing, you know?
Oh, look, things that are more of a train wreck are more viral than things that have been, you know, very well put, thought out and put in place. I mean, just look at Jersey Shore. You know, that show did pretty well. And quite the train wreck.
Quickly, before I let you go, sir, do you follow the NBA playoffs? You've been watching it all?
Man, I'll be honest, Gus. I have not really been watching. You know, it's hard for me to get into the playoffs whenever, you know, my home team's not really in it. You know,
I got you.
I know, and I know that, you know, that's not really being a diehard fan of the sport, but I tend to be a little bit more in tune whenever my team's in it. Now, I did see something happen with Kyrie Irving getting a water bottle thrown at him.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't throw water bottles at players. But the guy was pretty disrespectful going stomp the logo on the middle of the court there. You know, that's kind of enticing the fans. But nonetheless, I think the fan was wrong, and I get it. They're going to make an example of him. So, you know, hopefully nobody does that again.
Yeah, man, I hear you. Well, the good thing about it is this. Just a couple more weeks, like 2-3 weeks. Saints have a mandatory mini camp. You'll have fresh video. You'll actually see Jameis Winston throwing passes to Kamara. You'll see practice. You'll see them squirting water bottles in their faces when it's hot. And then we'll take 6 weeks off, and then we'll have training camp. It is around the corner, though, I promise. We're going to get to some football here real soon, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I like that black and gold, man. You know, wherever I am in the country, man, who that is what gets shouted.
Let me ask you a quick question here. It's one of our questions of the day, and we'll wrap up with you, sir. Do you think it's a big deal if a team in the NFL would go undefeated again? Pat Mahomes said he'd like to go he wants to go 20-0. So 17-0 in the regular season and then win two playoff games and then the Super Bowl. Or is it just, it doesn't matter, it's about the Super Bowl for you? But, like, do you think it would be a big deal if the Saints went 17-0? Or does it not matter unless they win the Super Bowl?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think it's a big deal to go that far. But
right.
Look at the Patriots, right? They made it all the way, you know, to the big dance and then lost to the Giants right there. And you know, it's kind of forgotten about. But if you go completely undefeated, that is a huge deal. You know, I mean, you got only the Miami Dolphins who ever did it. And to be quite honest, they probably really didn't even do it because they did it during an era when we didn't have video replay. You know, so somebody does it now, man. It's coming to stand.
Cajun Ninja, always a pleasure, man, when you give us a little bit of time on Wednesdays. Continued success, and more importantly, why don't you tell us adios?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay sober for you.
There he goes. We'll see you next Wednesday, sir. Quick break. We return. Final segment of the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby used to hook me a little.
Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
It's Mike to tell you, for Neil, Small Engine Incorporated, listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil, Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodeau.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah. you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Promise I'm not obsessed with it. It is funny if you just tweet or just type in over in the search field box over there on Twitter, LeBron quit. There are plenty of videos, including ones that have spliced Michael Jordan looking at his iPad, starting to laugh, right when LeBron walks off the court.
There goes LeBron walking off the floor with 5:40 to go.
I'm sorry, did I do that? I didn't mean to do that. You know, if they lose one more, it'd be this first time ever. It actually is remarkable. What is he, 14-0? Never lost in the first round of the postseason?
It's literally win or go home at that point. So, you know, you shoot all the bullets you got and throw the gun too. So, you know, look forward to the, you know, to the environment. Obviously, our Laker faithful are going to give us a lot of energy. And I look forward to the moment. I look forward to the challenge and, you know, see what brings out the best in me and my teammates.
All right. For your Laker haters out there, you have to choose one or the other. Rachel LeBron basically not play most of that game. And I say that because people actually have brought it up and you've seen videos and more of it. He didn't even cross half court a lot of times on missed shots. He just kind of stayed there. So he was really winded and gassed or just gave zero bleeps when the game was out of hand before he walked off. Did that give you greater satisfaction watching the beating 66-36 halftime score? Or did you get greater satisfaction after the game when Charles Barkley said this about Eddie?
Anthony Davis, I told you, the Lakers can't win this series. Forget about the championship. They can't win this series without street clothes.
I'm not even... You want to explain that?
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
You ain't got to explain it, Chuck.
I love Shaq there. You got to explain it, Chuck. No doubt about it. It was fun. Okay, anyway, enough of that. Danny Ainge, he's gone. We touched on that at the beginning of the show, and he did speak today about why he's stepping down as president of basketball operations for the Celtics. Brad Stevens being moved up for Ainge.
Today is not a great day. I wish we would have, you know, finished the year on a much better note. But I feel like there's so much hope in the Celtics going forward. And I'm excited for Brad. I think that Brad, he was born for this. It was I trust my instincts. My instincts told me a couple months ago that it was time for me to move on. And that's what's best for us. That's what's best for the Celtics.
Kendrick Perkins earlier said he kind of saw this coming.
I could see this coming because I talked to Danny a lot, and we talk about it like, and every time we would get on the phone, he would talk about his family and how his grandkids are such a joy and all this and that. I could see this coming. Like, I could see this coming to an end. I mean, he's been 44 years committed to the NBA, whether it was a player, coach, front office, whatever, right? So it's probably time for him to step away.
A long time when you're thinking about that, huh? 40-something years? Brad Stevens now, Mr. Celtic.
My number one thing is for the good of the Celtics. I love the Celtics. I want to do what's best for the Celtics. And I really have enjoyed coaching. I loved coaching, and I've loved coaching the players both at Butler and here. At the same time, I think I've got a good idea. One of the benefits of moving into this new role is I've got a good idea of what we do and don't do well, and what can accentuate some of our best players. And so there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work ahead. I mean, obviously, there is a whole process that we'll go through in searching for a new coach. That said, as Danny said, you know, we are in a good place. We have a lot of really positive things, and, you know, it's our job to capitalize on that.
Thomas chiming in. He says he thinks LeBron should have stayed on the bench. At the same time, sitting at the end of the bench, hanging by himself with his head hanging, probably wouldn't it be the best look either. Remember that photo? Remember that back in the day? His teammates, about seven seats, and there's LeBron. Look, again, that's the focus, that video of him walking off. There's way more frustration led to that. And I get it. I understand it. He's ticked off that he got nothing from his team. I do get it. Schroeder. 0 points, 0 for 9. Thank you for showing up. Appreciate that. 0 for 9. Your starting point guard. KCP, your starting shooting guard. 0 points. Thank you for showing up. 0 from Dudley. 0 from McKinney. I mean, like, he got a lot. I get it. They didn't, but I'm not crying for you. You are deep. You didn't have it. But my thing is this. I get it. That stinkers. But you saw him in a game in early third, second quarter their video. He wasn't making it across the half court line. He just stopped playing. And that kind of body language, it's just remarkable to me. He has done some incredible things. He has incredible talent and athleticism. But that is why you're always going to have that argument between him and MJ in the GOAT status. Kobe, same thing. Could be getting beat. Religiously, he's there. He's towel on him, soaking it in, because most players would take that and it's motivation or you don't like it. I hear you. You want to tell me it's treatment? Fine. You're going to walk in, you're going to sit down, probably grab your phone, take your shirt off, rest and whatever. You're not going immediately into treatment. You're not, the 5 minute head start isn't going to get you into it. He was disgusted. He didn't want to be out there anymore. That's what it boiled down to. Thank you, Thomas, for chiming in. Wojnarowski, apparently on the savior. Mind you, if they win, it'll be LeBron tomorrow. But AD, is he coming back?
I expect Anthony Davis will do everything he can to try to play. He thought about it last night, and I was told prior to the game it was probably like around 60-40 that he would not play based on where the groin was, but he went out. He tried to loosen it up, was out a couple times in warm-ups. Didn't go. I don't think there is a definitive answer yet about game six for him, but certainly these are dire straits for the Lakers. And I think if there's any way he can be out there, I think he will be. But the fact that he did go out, try to warm up last night, gave it a shot, tells you maybe with another day or two of rest, there might be some way that he can get out and give them something in a role in a game they've got to win.
So we'll see. Tonight, though, we got four games. We got Wizards and 76ers. Philly up 3-1. Remember Joel Embiid, a meniscus, a lateral meniscus, small tear. All right? So we'll see how that goes. Hawks and Knicks, that's on NBA TV. Hawks and Knicks, 6:30 TNT. Once again, Mr. Capella writing a check. Let's see if he can cash it. I love the check he wrote.
We talk and we push around. So what are you going to do about it? We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. Send you on vacation.
Knicks lose. It will be on vacation. Grizzlies.